And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head. See if we can't go off and take those ideas for ourselves and create talking points with friends, family, the people we meet on the street. Or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So last week, the vaccine mandate for state employees here in Washington State took effect. And the state didn't budge. State held strong and fired all those people for noncompliance. No unemployment benefits for them. And that made me sick. Now, it was brought up to me last week as I was milling and mulling this over that don't I think that the Washington budget is too excessive? There's too many costs out there. And I said, touche. It's an argument of my own thrown right back at me. And yes, I do feel that the Washington State budget is rather too big. But I don't see them changing their budget, adjusting their numbers just because they fired a mere 5% of the workforce, upwards of 7, depending on which industry, but kind of cold-hearted, if you ask me. Washington State will still collect taxes, they'll still misappropriate it, and tell us we still need to chip in just a little bit more. We had warning signs of the rocky times ahead. Before this mandate took effect, the Washington State ferries. Out here we have a handful of islands that people enjoy living on. I'm sure they're lovely. We have a peninsula that we shuttle people back and forth across to make things a little bit easier, save them about 15 minutes of drive time, of sitting in traffic. Instead, you just sit on a boat, taking the sights. Well, before the vaccine mandate kicked in, people were sick calling out, and it really affected the shipping lanes of people, the ferry traffic. Our governor, Jay Inslee, said that there was no significant disturbance and we shall be fine, we shall pull through. Meanwhile, significant numbers of routes were cut, delays were increased. It was waiting for the ferry is already a delay since we have outdated ships that we don't want to pay to repair, keep maintained. So you can end up with an hour wait time, but with this, you can end up 3 to 4 hour wait time. Now, when you're just going across the peninsula, that's screw it, drive around. But when your only means of transportation to and from your home is a boat, a publicly operated boat, your options become quite limited. We've had a drastic cut in the police force and the first responders. It seems to be rather significant. But again, I guess we can say congratulations to Jay Inslee for helping cut that police budget. Probably won't be able to fill those spots in any reasonable amount of time. So I guess that's money saved for the state. Nurses and hospital workers, firefighters, fired, let go of their jobs. People who run the prison systems, the jails. That one saw a drastic cut, but I guess we don't need those guys anymore since we let everybody out during the beginning of COVID. Just let them back out on the streets. Now we got fewer police officers. It's no problem. All these people are really good at heart. They ended up in jail due to a slight misunderstanding, I'm sure. And all in all, I guess we can also congratulate Jay Inslee and any other state or corporation business employer that is rather ruthless in holding the line of this very deadly disease. Very transmissible, I will give. Deadly to a select number. But overnight went from, well, over the course of a couple weeks, due to the pressuring of being able, of losing your livelihood, not just a fine, not just a simple ticket or an infraction, the loss of your income, the loss of the ability to play within polite society. You had to get a jab to keep your job. And we went from 70% in several sectors to pretty much 100% and all the places that people got fired. Congratulations, Jay Inslee. You did it. You made it to 100% in certain businesses. And it sickens me. And what sickens me even more is apparently, even though he's not my representative, but State Rep Jim Walsh, lawmaker, his key card to access one of the buildings where he goes and works in Olympia, the capital of Washington State, has been disabled. Him and a handful of other representatives have not provided the information to the government, to the overlords, that they have either been vaccinated or have passed a negative PCR test. So apparently I don't have representation within my government right now. Now maybe that's also a stretch because they can still work remotely. He says they're still doing work, but unable to access his office, publicly acquired office, publicly supported. He is a representative of the people, and he's been locked out. Now again, we are dealing with a highly transmissible disease where vaccine efficacy wanes. There's studies out there about natural immunity, but what do we know? We're not allowed to talk about anything other than the fact that if you do not comply, you will not participate. And I snapped last week. I lost it. It broke down. I've come to the realization that I cannot live in Washington State anymore. I would like to participate. I would like to be able to stand and hold the line with you all. Those of you who are here in Washington, I would love to be able to stand and fight. But there's too many people that don't see the problems that I see. And maybe my problems are exaggerated. But they're my problems. They're my reality. They're my truth, as we're so to speak nowadays. I don't see myself being able to last within this polite society here in Washington State long enough for enough people to wake up and realize that something terrible is going on. Now, there's a handful of people, again, that before this vaccine mandate came down, they were standing together. They didn't believe in it, but through the threat of their livelihoods, were forced into it. And so although my taxes, my measly salary that I get here, won't do much to add to the coffers or remove from the coffers, but I'm going to move with my feet. Decided, if it takes it, a giant leap of faith to get out of this place. I mean, starting from zero, essentially, in one scenario, the scenario that I actually planned for. Start from zero and build my way all the way back up. What a miserable thought process. But as the radio DJs, the local news stations played interviews from the people that got fired, 15 and 20 years, 3 to 5 years left to go until retirement and other situations. Some people just starting. One guy only had 4 years under his belt and was fired for non-compliance. I sit there and I look at all these individuals and they actually stood up. They took the proverbial bullet and they're in that situation. And I feel sorry for them. I tip my hat to them. I thank them profusely for their courage, for standing up to such atrocities that have come before us. I can count my blessings that I get more time to balance things out, weigh my decisions, decide where I'm going to go. Will the grass be greener on the other side? Probably not. But it's the principle of the point that I do not want to support this place anymore. I have family here. I have friends here. I have a life that I've built here. I have a home that I cherish. And what's the point of it all if it can all be taken away by some arbitrary decision? Smallpox killed 30% of the population. A 30% death rate. Those are probably two different statistics, but if you got smallpox, 30% chance you died. Under 55 with COVID-19, unless you have comorbid health issues, the death rate is less than 1%. Now, it may be a bioweapon, bioaccident. There's concerns of long COVID, I understand. But the game's been pushed too far for me. And if the universe will allow me, I'm leaving. But if the universe says otherwise, and I'm stuck here, then regrettably I'll have to fight side by side with my fellow brothers and sisters way too late after they wake up, but I shall be here. And we'll all pull through. I always have to remind myself that there are many, 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 many examples throughout history, be that last week or 20,000 years ago, maybe more. When's the oldest human skull? 250,000 years old. Individuals have gone through quite the collection of strife and problems as they've moved on through their experience, their lives, and survived and pulled through severe weather events, through political climate, through society in general. We will prevail. We will move on in one form or fashion, one way, shape, or another. And we too shall get through this. Some of us may find utopia. Some of us may not. But we have to stick to our ideals. I think we need to voice up a little bit more with the people that are around us. I've been talking to people that I work with. And they're willing to stand strong if our company pushes a vaccine mandate, which is probably the hardest problem for here in the United States, is everybody is more or less on their own. Businesses run people's lives here, not the government. But if we all walk out together, and hopefully we'll be able to survive the scabs. That's a polite term for people that take over people's work on strike. But we seem to have a fresh influx of workers that seem to be looking for work. They'll need work, and maybe they'll be a little bit more willing to comply. I'm sorry to be dismal and downtrodden, but we're here to communicate and talk and see where it takes us. And maybe that gives you an idea of where to step next. And I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. Find me on Twitter and Gab at Billy Bones. Find me on No Agenda Social, the Fediverse at Billy Bones at NoAgendaSocial.com. There with short quips and simple comments. Come there and let me know what's going on. Short little comment is enough. Go to the website, BillyBones.com, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. There you will find a link to Discord and email. Full-on diatribes available through there. Links to past episodes. Show notes will be available. We'll see how many end up in this one. And it's also where you become an executive producer. We have two today. Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley came in with his monthly $15 support. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. And Daniel W. came in with $5 saying, thank you for your last episode. It reflects exactly what I was thinking about masks for a good year now. I'm glad I could convey something that connected with you. Thank you very much for your support. Both of you are today's executive producers. And if you want to become an executive producer, again, you go to BillyBones.com, spelt with the number 3 instead of an E. You scroll all the way down. You click that value for value button. It'll take you to PayPal. Chip in, you donate whatever you feel your time is worth, because this is a value for value podcast. I put it out for free, no paywalls. You decide what your time is worth, what my effort is worth, and we go for them there. But if it's not worth that much, I do ask that you give the show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point worthwhile. But thank you for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.